And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of May, 2007. It's the birthday of Richard Wagner, born in Leipzig, 1813, who, when he was just 8, went to see an opera by Carl Maria von Weber, came home, wrote out all the music from memory. Wrote his first complete opera when he was 21, couldn't get it produced. His second one was a flop. He got involved in politics, didn't compose for 15 years, and then began writing his Ring Cycle, 4 operas based on Norse myths. Took him 26 years to complete. The story of the magical ring, which gives its owner the power to rule the world. The hero, Siegfried, struggles to win the ring. He's eventually betrayed and killed. His lover, Brunhilde, returns the ring to the Rhine, where it was created, and in the process, the gods are destroyed. In the middle of writing it, Wagner took a little break, and he wrote Tristan and Isolde. It's the birthday of Gary Wills, born in Atlanta, 1934, grew up in a conservative Catholic family, studied for the priesthood, at the last minute switched to philosophy. He became a contributor to the National Review, but in the 60s he started to argue against the Vietnam War and for federal support of civil rights. He wrote Nixon Agonistes about Nixon's 1968 campaign. Since then, he's written more than 20 books about religion, Shakespeare, the Kennedys, the Declaration of Independence, Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, the Gettysburg Address, and the Pope. It's the birthday of Peter Matheson, born in New York City, 1927. His father was a successful architect. The boy grew up in Connecticut, went to Yale after the war, traveled to Paris, where he and Harold Humes and George Plimpton started a new magazine called the Paris Review. He published 2 novels, then he started working as a commercial fisherman off the coast of Long Island, and working on a boat brought him closer to nature than he'd been since he was a kid, and he realized that what he really wanted to write about was nature. Took off on a trip across the country in a Ford convertible, just a shotgun, sleeping bag, wrote Wildlife in America, came out in 1959, and he's continued to write about nature in The Snow Leopard. His most recent book is End of the Earth, Voyage to Antarctica. Peter Matheson, who said, "There's an elegiac quality in watching American wilderness go, because it's our own myth, the American frontier that's deteriorating before our eyes. I feel a deep sorrow that my kids will never get to see what I've seen, and their kids will see nothing. There's a deep sadness whenever I look at nature now." Here's a poem for today by Vincent Wickson, entitled Tornado Weather. 1. Clouds build all day, hold west of the section, plowing east, he feels them piling darker, deeper. Wind through ankle-high corn comes cold, dries his back, and he pushes the throttle a notch, checks the hills blurring between the wheels. At the field's end, he raises the shovels as first drops darken his shirt. He shifts into high and opens the engine for home. The rain thickens, turns hard, pings off the tractor, bounces on the road, stings his bent head and back. He pulls under the cottonwood, covers the stack with a can, and sprints for the barn. 2. Clouds hang low and come on, a black-green curtain, wide as sky. The high leaves of the cottonwoods shudder for the first time all day. Women stand on their porches, and the air turns cool. They shiver, hug their sleeveless arms, and listen for the tractor whine of their husbands leaving the fields. They call the children from the barn and turn inside to switch on the radio. Tornado Weather, a poem by Vincent Wickson from The Square Grove, published by Trap Rock Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.